What if detecting cancer at its earliest stage were as easy as taking a home pregnancy test? And what if the same tiny particle that found the cancer cells could kill the tumor while leaving healthy cells untouched? For our ongoing series, This Moment in Cancer, reporter Karen Weintraub visited three MIT professors looking for ways to attack tumors which until now have been too small to see.
This,
don't you see each other all the time?
We do.
We do see each other in the elevator and in the soup line.
In the soup line.
Dr. Sangeeta Bhatia and her colleagues, Paula Hammond and Angela Belcher, collaborate on research at the tiniest imaginable scale, the nanoscale, too small to see even with a microscope. Bhatia explains how nanomaterials could fight cancer.
People have been making things tinier and tinier, mostly to make computers faster. And so we as researchers are really excited because these things that they're making are now 1,000 times smaller than a human hair. So tiny that they can circulate in your body, and we think that they can find disease early and hopefully help treat it.
Bhatia, Hammond, and Belcher form half of the new Marble Center for Cancer Nanomedicine at the Koch Institute. Although all three are bioengineers, they each have their own specialties. Bhatia has a medical degree. Hammond heads the chemical engineering department at MIT, and Belcher's background is in material science and energy. Angela Belcher says their collaboration first began when she and Hammond started developing nanomaterials for solar cells.
And then we took some of those nanomaterials, which give out really interesting light. We started trying to engineer those to be able to see deeply in the body.
Belcher says CT scans can find tumors as small as 1 centimeter across. But she says their imaging nanotechnology will be cheaper to use and has much better vision.
We were able to see a 0.5 millimeter in size. If you can start finding tumors that are in the millimeter size, you can catch them much earlier. And if patients are diagnosed in stage 1 or stage 2 of cancer, they have a very good survival rate.
In her own lab, Sangeeta Bhatia is also working on early detection. She's developed a way to use nanoparticles to detect early stage cancer through simple urinalysis, similar to a home pregnancy test. And Paula Hammond says her lab is designing nanoparticles that can track down tumor cells, weaken them, and then kill them with chemotherapy.
We design our nanoparticles with these molecules that will then bind specifically to cancer cells and won't really be as attracted to other cells.
Some people call them molecular zip codes.
Exactly, molecular zip codes. So the idea is to have this kind of 1-2 punch, get the nanoparticle to the cancer cell. If this is a tumor cell that is resistant to chemotherapy, then you first are releasing something that is going to block that mode of resistance and then releasing the chemotherapy drug afterward.
Now the three bioengineers are working to combine their inventions into a single diagnostic tool and therapy against ovarian cancer, what they call a theranostic. It's a nano device to detect tumors at very early stages and destroy them before they become lethal. This kind of collaboration across specialties, in their case chemistry, biology, and engineering, is all the rage in science and medicine today, in theory. But Bhatia, Belcher, and Hammond say not many places are as collaborative as the Koch Institute.
There are very few physical buildings dedicated to diseases where half of every floor is engineers and half of every floor are biology specialists.
I'm in a suite of cancer biologists, and that's really, really fun because, you know, when I moved in here, I didn't know any cancer biology, but it really, you know, gives me the ability to accelerate my own growth and learning.
That's right. And we learn how to talk to each other. There is actually a biology language. There's language that engineers like to use, and we've learned to understand each other.
They're as passionate about educating as they are about research. Students from each of their labs attend joint monthly meetings and are trained to thrive on collaboration and to communicate across disciplines. Knowing that women are underrepresented at the top levels of science, the three professors say they try to be role models for women and men. Belcher says that in one case, it's worked maybe too well.
My oldest son grew up, he's 11 now, in this building, and he knows both Sangeeta and Paula. And one time I introduced him to a male colleague of mine, and I said, well, this is my friend. He's an engineer. And then later my son said, men can be engineers.
The three women working together at the highest level of cancer research also represent another kind of diversity. Bhatia is Indian American, Belcher is white, and Hammond is African American.
We all try really hard to be visible and talk to the public, in part so that they know about the exciting work that we're doing, but also so that they know all the faces of engineering that are doing this kind of work.
We need all the best people. We don't want people in, you know, third grade, fourth grade, high school to decide, you know, I can't be a scientist or engineer, or I don't want to be.
Like, I don't want to be a nerd.
Whatever. I don't think that we're that nerdy.
We're the cool kind of nerd.
Yeah.
So far, their science has led to two locally based startup companies, one for Batia's urinalysis diagnostic and one for Hammond's 1-2 punch cancer cell killer. They hope to begin testing these nano devices in patients within a year or two, while continuing work on their combined theranostic. Again, Paula Hammond.
This is an opportunity to make a change. And the fact that we have these fascinating technologies and that we want to work together is one thing, but the fact that we can actually make a difference, that's huge for us.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Weintraub.